Good morning. So who knows what special day today is? Mother's Day. All right. Do you guys celebrate Mother's Day? That's a good call. Very nice. Okay, let me ask you this. Does God think mothers are important? Yes. Okay, you guys are doing good so far. Here's what I want us to know. Who designed this whole thing anyway with moms and dads? God did, right? Exactly. So here's a fun verse from Genesis. It says that Eve was the mother of all the living. You know who Eve is? Adam and Eve, right? Remember that? Eve. And Eve had children. And what did her children do? Have children. And what did their children do? Have more children. And what did their children do? Have children. So here we are, right? All these children. Now, here's a commandment I want to read. This is from my small catechism. This was written by Martin Luther. This is the fourth commandment. Or I guess I could ask you, does any of you know what the fourth commandment says? What's that? Not exactly. So close. There's a different verb. Well, worship Jesus is always there. This specific commandment is honor your father and your mother. That's my favorite commandment, right? Honor your father and your mother. And then Luther says this, we should fear and love God so that we do not despise or anger our parents. Do you hear that? Or other authorities, but honor them, serve and obey them, love and cherish them. So this is letting us know that God gave us parents to protect us and to provide for us, right? And to take care of our needs. Now, moms and dads aren't perfect, and guess what? Kids aren't perfect either. Did you guys notice that? But as a rule, God says, I'm going to give you moms and dads to take care of you and watch out for you. But here's the big picture. God loves us and takes care of us, but he does that through people. So who are some of those people that God works through them to take care of us? One would be mom, right? And sometimes it's also dad and mom. This says our parents and other authorities. That means also people in your life, like your school teachers. That's a little different, maybe. Sometimes brothers and sisters help out, and sometimes we kind of fight with them too, right? But aunts and uncles, grandmas and grandpas, pastors, Sunday school teachers, police officers, all of these are things that God has sent to protect us and take care of us. So today we honor moms and say thank you for what they do and to acknowledge that that was God's plan for providing for us and caring for us. All right? Okay, thanks for coming up, guys. You can head back to your spots and congregation will sing the hymn of the day.